It's your boy. It's your boy, Big Boy Bali, with that Grease Valley Radio. What's going on? How's it going, Wayward Wanderers? What's up, my little Grease babies? Let's get it. How's it going? It's another gorgeous day under the slime sun in the Grease Valley. You know, a common saying. You remember the week the sun was blue? Oh, God, I'm thankful for the purple sun at that point. The blue sun would just catch my eye all the time, and I couldn't stop staring at it. Glad it was only around for a week, you know what I mean? I couldn't deal with that any longer. So let's get to it. What's going on today? Because today we're talking about where's money? Where is it? What happened with it? Is it exist? People are thinking, it has to exist. It's money. Money always exists. Well, actually, instead, we're doing great with a lot of trading and bartering. Bartering has always worked. There's a lot of fake money colonies nowadays, and with questing, what else do you need, eh, baby? No more money. Fuck that shit. Money. But money has to exist. I need me money. Money me. No money you. Whack. Some people say, like, oh, I'll go run off to Greenland. I'll run off to Greenland where money still works. Yeah, good luck with that. That shit's a relic of the past. Money, it's just something to hang on to if you just can't move on to the future. You know what I mean? Because the future's great. It's a beautiful, greasy world, and I love it. So we'll talk about why it could have stopped. Was it math? I think it was math. It got a little too hard, you know what I mean? People have their bank conspiracies. People say there's a big old snake that eats money from the center of the earth. I mean, either way, it's all fine. We're leaving in a beautiful Grease Valley. It's another great day, so let's get to it, folks. Oh, hey, my greasy pigs. Oh, it's all my grease pigs. They're coming through the door. Bella. Okay, so this is Bella and her goon group, her little posse. Bella's two little goons. Their little orange piggies. Hi, baby. I haven't named them yet. They're not mine. They just come around. There's kind of a lot of little grease pigs that swarm around the area. I let these two come around because Bella kind of brought them in. They're adorable. You know, I know people in the Swamp Kingdom looks down on this, but like, you know, fuck you. It's better than having a pet gator. Better than having a gator as a pet who munches on your arm at night. You know what I mean? Tell me how that works for you. So let's go. It's another awesome episode of Grease Valley Radio to you. Yeah, so let's get into it. Why did money stop? How did it just stop? No money. Oh, no. No, it's fine. But when people heard money stopped working, you know, they hid away and they denied it and they ran off and they tried to find a billion ways to not face the reality. This couldn't cope with the situation. And it's a hard one, I know that. I know that better than some people might think. But I didn't go hide in a sky blimp or run off to Greenland and say money still works there, you know. Come out of your money bunkers, folk. Y'all have to one day. You can't stay in those things forever. I know you guys have Android delivery systems and drones that could fly up to your blimps and save you. I know Plexius the Ninth has stayed up in his heaven blimp for God knows how long now. He'll never come down, they say. But, you know, I think differently. I think everyone's got to come out eventually. All those government vaults are still locked up, but they got to come out eventually. You can't just stay in those things forever. That's crazy shit. The world's still going on out here, and you gotta hang out with us. But pretty much the worst thing about money stopping was the lack of communication. No more communication really just meant that, like, nothing could exist anymore. It was hard. Like, you can't call anybody. You can't email anyone. The government couldn't figure out what was going on. It was just a hell fuck everywhere. I know I was running program that day like a big old dingus thinking, I gotta call my mom, I gotta call my girlfriend, I gotta call everybody. The dingo me, yeah, Sarah was gone when I got home, so she went off to go live in the money bunker with her parents, so yeah, good for you guys though, like, keep living in your money phone. I hope everything goes well. If you ever come out and you listen to this, I'm around, come say hey. I have moved on, that's just life, I'm sure you have too. And you know, you know Bali, I've dated plenty since, a bunch of cute boys, a bunch of nice ladies. It's been a decent time in the Greece Valley. I try to meet as many people as I can. You know me, I still have all my Lakeith Stanfield posters, as many as I can. Oh, such a big crush on him, even before money stopped working. I loved his rap career. Oh my gosh, what a talented man. You watch out for Self-Control. Self-Control is easily one of his debut album, just such a solid project, such an amazing thing. And you could check that on the internet. The internet still exists with no communication. What? You still have internet? Yeah, of course we have internet. Internet will always exist. It's like a god entity in itself. It's really hard to get to, but it's available. Firstly, you're gonna need a screen. And to get a screen and a tower, you'll usually just go hunt down an old computer spot, like a old library or a vintage computer cafe, or just like some nerd's basement. You raid through it, and then to access the internet, you're gonna need an internet chip. You access it with the internet chips, and these are little like kind of like the chip. They're red. They're about the size of an old iPhone, maybe a little smaller. They're like old floppy disks. Little floppy disks. If y'all still remember those, I was trying to stay a little bit more current. But yeah, you plug it into the machine. It'll give you 5, 10 minutes, 50, or 20 minutes, a half hour. Some will even give you an hour. Those are the most legendary internet cards out there. You can use that to internet, access anything on the internet. It has got a little weird. There are like internet oracles, and people build flesh computers that don't need internet chips. They go off the organs of an old human. Cyborg and the androids can still access the internet, so some people will behead an android and keep it around as like a, tell me what the internet says, and they say, the internet tells me this used to be Chicago. And that's if the AI gods will allow the androids to still access those datas. You know, it's how I stay connected. The internet, it's an important one. But let's get back to it. What's the money myth? The myths of money. Now, I'll give you mine first, because what I'm gonna say, what happened to money was math. It got really hard. It was just really complicated. There's too much of it. Everyone had different monies. Some people had tons of money. Some people had no money. It was just like a broken system that went on forever. It was pretty much just like giga inflation happened, and the world just crumbled, is what I'm thinking. There's also some out there that think that, and firstly, it's not that math can't handle money. Math has always been around. Math is universal. You know what I mean? The golden spiral, flower of life, Metatron's cube. It will always exist. It's just money shouldn't have worked. That was a human construct. The world existed before money, and it sure as hell exists afterwards. And let me tell you, both of the worlds without money, a lot more magical than the bullshit money brought. I think humans really fucked it up with money. Trying to use math like that, trying to use computers to compute all of it. Computers probably just rejected the stupid idea of money after we made androids and AIs. But there's also the bank conspiracy that all the banks and all the conspiracy people got into their spaceships and flew off into the heavens, into the space with all the money. They took the money maybe as like a cosmic fuel or to like refuel the ritual, some say. That's crazy shit. No one's gonna use money to fuel their cosmic ships. That shit's wild. But not as wild as other people saying ancient money-eating serpents from the inside of the earth. or what made money go away. That, you know, people have all their different conspiracies, and my thing is, like, who cares? We're all fine without it. We're doing awesome. I barter my old TV series all the time. I have a giant collection, like Loiter Squad and Twin Peaks, Workaholics, Avenue 5. I just trade all that shit away, get a bunch of grease, get a bunch of food. I get food, and the food makes grease when I cook it. It's just a great trade. I know I should be questing more, but, you know, I trade. It's like my poppy used to say, I had poppy deal. He had all the good deals. He taught me how to roll. And you know, I'm doing better than when I was leading the Mavard caravan. So I'm doing pretty good with all my grease, if I may say so myself. Ooh. No one needs the money. And no one can really say what happened to it. The people who do say for sure what happened, that's cult shit. That's big money in the sky type of nonsense. It's not the type of nonsense we deal with. We deal with food. Food is important. It keeps you running. It keeps the kids jumping through the grease puddles. I see grease kids sometimes try to eat like rats out of the basement. I'm like, no, don't eat that. Here's a grease burger. You could, you know, if you're a reverend chef or an imperial chef, shout out to you. Keep feeding the kids. This is Grease Valley Radio. We'll be back to you soon. To you. So, where's money now? Money now? That shit's a relic. That shit's a relic of the past. Some people use it as good luck charms. Cults use it to fuel their rituals and all their nonsense. They sacrifice that shit. Some people take all their old money to Greenland and think it might still work there. But firstly, let's get to the cults. There's tons of notorious cults. There's too many to mention. I'll get to a couple. I'll mention the Loot Boys because they like to hang out on the West. The Loot Boys, they hang around the Northwest area, and they praise Mount Rainier. Now, they'll collect money from anyone. They're like marauders. They'll go into your house. They'll ignore food or valuables. They'll just take all the money, and they bring it to Mount Rainier, and they sacrifice it to the loot gods, and they think one day maybe the Mount Rainier will activate, and infinite loot will shoot out of the frozen volcano, and just do-do-do-do-do-do! Just a million loot in every direction, and then all the Loot Boys can, you know, be showered in it for the rest of their life. That's nonsense, but then again, you got the Money Pope of the East, Galthus. Now, Money Popes like to just kind of send prophets out, and prophets will bring communities under the Money Pope, and then just kind of like make indentured servants out of everybody. It's a terrible system. Watch out for all the Money Popes out there, or the fake Money Popes. Me personally, I do little money pranks. I'll hand somebody a dollar bill, and I'll say, "Buh, there you go," and they say, "Fuck you. Fuck you, Bali. Where the fuck's the grease you promised me?" I always pay him the grease. I'm always good for the grease, if you know what I mean. And yeah, Greenland, that's like crazy old rich people shit, thinking that their money could still work. So they run off to the greenest place in the world. But that's just bullshit. There's no money. Watch out for the Loot Boys. Watch out for Money Popes. Oh, none of that shit exists. but please don't tell them where I live. Don't tell them where I live, please. I didn't say anything bad about the Loot Boys, please. You know me, I just barter. I do deals. Like I mentioned, Poppy Deal. My good old Poppy Deal Deal used to show me the way. He used to give him the old deal deal every time it worked. It was crazy. And you know, on a localized scale, since there's no big governments or anything like that, everything's local. It's little encampments, communes, settlements, city-states at the biggest. You know, you got communes like the Red Rocks or the Island of Light. You got settlements like the Land of the Gun or the Nether Quarries. The biggest thing you'll get to a government here is more just like the Imperial government wannabes, like the Swamp Kingdom or the Golden State. States or the Native Utopians. You know, since it's all localized, do questing and bartering really works? Or, you know, just make your shit. Make your own shit. No money in this house, you know what I mean? Hey, what the fuck? What the fuck? Stop that! No.
The Bali, the boy, Bali, a boy, talk boy. You got it. You got it for me.
Ugh, he always keeps coming around and keeps asking for this eel grease, and we all know the eels hang out in trees, and I don't climb trees, so I'm gonna
eel grease. No, go no, home, Bali. You go home. You go home.
Okay, I'm gonna have to deal with this. You guys hang around. Here's a commercial. I'll be back to you with a new recipe. This is Grease Valley Radio to you.
Spend your resources today at the Schlop Pit. The Schlop Pit. Get your fill. Go to your local Schlop Pit. Get the local Schlop. The hot Schlop. The creamy Schlop. The cream of Schlop. Made of anything we find anywhere. Turn it into food for you. I'm the cosmic Schlop himself, and I can confirm I can make a beautiful meal out of anything you bring to me. Bring it today, or I might get sad. Come to your Schlop Pit and get your fill.
Wow, wow, wow. News report. Big news report. Immediate and urgent just came in. That local news, you're hearing it first from Big Boy Bali. Just came in from the local Four-Eyed Crows. They're telling me that God Queen Onulus of the Swamp Queen Kingdom has declared the Greel an enemy of the state. That is God Queen Onulus of the Swamp Kingdom finally declaring Greel an enemy of state. Once renownedly a great questing group, now hunted like the blood fucks they are. Kill on sight, apparently. The Greel garrison. Don't piss off God Queen Onulus, if you know what I mean. If you're a kid of the Greel, run away. Run now. Run to the Red Rocks. Go anywhere. Because, you know, the Greel are terrible people anyways. They probably marauded you from your original parents. So run. Run away. Because the Greel are heading north, apparently. And it's terrible. They're wanted for the high treason of consuming holy fuel. And holy fuel is, yes, a drug known as Mambling, in the north at least. But there it's considered holy fuel and is high treason to drink it. You're supposed to give it all to the God Queen herself so she could bathe in it. But no, apparently she has now declared these blood fucks enemies. If you see the Greel, steer clear of them. They're heading north to the big north in ravenous flocks, apparently. 5 different reporters have reported them traveling in ravenous flocks. So be careful out there, folks, especially on the Bloodfuck Highway. The Greel Garrison. Careful.
Yeah, let's go back to some happy times. I'll bring you that recipe I've been working on. And now I've used it a billion times. It's very famous in the Grease Valley. It goes by the Green Grease Gumbo. Ooh, it comes in tons of varieties. It's pretty much just made out of anything you can find. Every gumbo's different. Every time it's gonna have somebody's little personal touch on it. Basically, all you're gonna want to do, and you can make it vegan, you can make it vegetarian, you can make it grease exclusive, but pretty much the main components is going to be, you're going to make the roux out of a little saturated bug blood, combine it with a bunch of tomato slop, and a bunch of that good old organic dumpster spice, and then just chop up and mince up a ton of bone garlic, dump all of that in there. You know, you want to make sure you have your acid, base, salt, and grease every time. The four components make the best meals you'll ever have. You know, sometimes you could throw fat in there, but I use the grease from my fat, grease every time, you know what I mean? You could use that pistachio grease, that spinach grease for a nice vegan one. Gives it a nice vegan taste and smell and look. Really brings the green out of it, you know what I mean? Sometimes I'll just use leaves I find outside or flowers. I'll throw that on in there. Sometimes those make the best meals. Presentation's kind of everything at a certain point, except for when it comes to eating, and which point taste is the main thing, you know? But either way, it's a great way to fill up your lover, create... Ooh, I always use it to fill up a cute little... Cute boy in my house. Oh, getting filled up with that green grease gumbo, gonna make for a steamy night, real steamy night, if you know what I mean. Hey, that's that Grease Valley Radio, new recipe to you. I'll bring you more. Hopefully one day I could become imperial chef myself, a reverend chef of the broken world. But until then, I'll be here bringing more and more content to you. Let's get a checkup going, an outro going. This is Grease Valley Radio. Great time. Thanks for sticking around today, y'all. Let's do a quick little checkup. Gotta check your satellite. Make sure you're getting the best internets you can. Make sure you're bouncing it all the way to the great patron satellites in the sky. Really, really get into connection with Queen Internet. You know what I mean? Go check that satellite. Go shake that motherfucker around. Shake that satellite. I do it every night. Make sure it's the best it could be. How much schmeg you got? You got at least an eighth of schmeg on you? Always keep an eighth of schmeg in case you have a really stressful day. You never know how that shit goes. How about your traps? Have you checked all the snares in your backyard? Go check out your trap snares. I heard they've been going really hard lately. You know, it's the broken world. It's still a great place. I love it. Grease Valley still doing fantastic. We don't need money, no care. I don't give a fuck. Ever since there's been no money, I've been able to talk to rocks, so I find it okay. I find a face or a rock with a face on it. I say hello, and it says a riddle to me, and I'm like, what the fuck? Just give me your loot, bruh. You know what I mean. You see those face rocks out there every once in a while. I'm sure you do. But without communication, it's been hard. That's pretty much the only downside. But, you know, I have everyone I want near me. Who? I want to talk to somebody across the ocean? What the fuck? You're going to talk to some Brexit-ass motherfucker? Fuck that. I heard in the aisles of Brexit, they're eating cars right now. They strip a car limb by limb and eat that motherfucker. Because you gotta eat every part of the car to, you know, not waste any of it. Fucking crazy people. I can't get down with that shit. You know, hit me up on the internet. I'm the internet's king. It's a rarity, and I have a ton of it. Don't ask how I got it, but you know, I just kind of have this creative internet chips, and that's how I've been making this podcast. I figure, what the fuck else am I gonna do with all these internet chips? Tell no one about my creative internet chips. You know, people go crazy for these things. People praise these things like they're fucking gods. So I got to keep mine close to my chest. I keep them all hidden. So even if you told anyone, motherfucker, you'll never know where I keep my creative internet chips. But yeah, hit me up on the Twitter and I can use all my internet chips to talk to you on the Twitter and see what you're making today or what you're bringing to the Golden Valley. You got a recipe? Hit your boy up. I also got more quests, supply drops, all the good stuff on the Twitters at Grease Valley Radio. You can hit me up, greasevalleyradio@gmail.com for any sponsorships or if you're a voice actor. Also the Patreon. With the Patreon, I could insert you into the lore of the Grease Valley itself. Or it's just like a cheap $2 a day one where I'll give you a shout out, or $2 a month where I'll give you a shout out and it'll be fantastic. And you could really become part of the Grease Valley. Ayo. Either way, or leave a review on Apple Podcasts because you're awesome. I could use a lot more of those. Those go a long way to get my podcast in front of new people. So keep up the questing. Keep up the surviving, my little grease babies out there. Y'all are awesome. Y'all are amazing for sticking around. This is Grease Valley Radio to you.